Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The coronavirus has certainly affected the business community and in particular the supply chain, in which our state is a big player with the port of Charleston. What are the expectations for this important part of South Carolina's economy? Jim Newsom is president and CEO of the South Carolina Ports Authority, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Charleston. Jim, welcome to the show.
Mike, thanks for having me.
So the coronavirus, have you guys been preparing for this for a while?
Well, I mean, we had a record February, you know, which was pre-impact of the coronavirus. And as you know, the coronavirus sort of came on the heels of Chinese New Year in China. And we anticipate about a 15 to 20% drop in container volume versus last year in March and April. And then we think May and June will have an excess of container volume as the production comes back in China. And, you know, China does about 25% of the world's manufacturing. And we expect the Chinese factories to be at full capacity very, very soon, at which point we think the normal shipments will resume. It takes about 30 days for ships to get here. So we think May and June should be good months here, obviously depending on the development of demand in this country as we deal with the onset of the coronavirus.
And so what safety measures are being taken at the ports right now?
Well, I think everyone has a role to play in the supply chain, you know, so I think there's a very sound set of procedures, certainly on the vessel side. The Customs and Border Protection boards every ship and they screen the crews. Coast Guard is overall responsible for maritime safety. And then I think the port itself is probably the best example that I know of social distancing, in the sense that the folks that handle containers are really up in cranes or they're in remote facilities sort of processing transactions. So there's really very little face-to-face contact on the part of the people that handle containers in our terminals. And then as far as our office, I mean, we have a very rigid program of disinfecting our office at night, and we have very high cubes for our staff, so people are not looking at each other face-to-face when they're at work.
Are the ship's crews being quarantined on board? Are they allowed to have shore leave as usual?
These ships stay not very long to begin with, so the crews rarely get off the ship unless they're being repatriated or whatever. You know, there's plenty of chance to have them screened before they arrive, so we don't see any risk from that.
And then how about the cargo from Europe, which is now apparently the big hotspot in the world?
There was a passenger air ban that was announced by President Trump, but the cargo ships are not affected. We think the same sort of procedures with the crews will be in place, so we don't see a risk from that.
This has got to be kind of disappointing after so many years of record numbers at the port.
I mean, I think it's safe to say nobody could have foreseen this. I mean, we happen to have the good fortune that we've had a strong fiscal year up to now. We're ahead of plan by about 28,000 containers. My forecast, what I've shared with our board, is that we still think we'll end the year ahead of our business plan. And then we have to see, obviously, our next fiscal year starts in July. We have to do a budget here pretty soon. And I think that will largely depend on what happens in this country, really, demand-wise. I think the concern is probably shifting from a supply concern in China and Asia, where they seem to be on the downward side of the outbreak, to what develops here in this country, you know, as far as final demand for merchandise.
Is any of this affecting the efforts to deepen the port?
No. No, I mean, our deepening is on track. Our infrastructure investing is on track. I mean, Mike, we build long-term infrastructure here, so we're not really reacting to what we do on a month-to-month basis. And we are finalizing the Leatherman Container Terminal, which will be open in March of 2021. Our harbor deepening is well in track. Here we've got dredges in the inner channel by the Wando Terminal, dredges in the outer harbor. So that project will be completed by the end of 2021, early 2022. So I'm really optimistic about where we are on our infrastructure side, because I think once we get through this situation, I think that the Southeast ports will continue to grow, and we're going to be right in the middle of that.
Well, Jim, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to share this information with us.
Mike, it's always good to talk to you. Thank you.
Jim Newsom is president and CEO of the South Carolina Ports Authority. He spoke to us by phone from his office in Charleston. We will have a link to the authority posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.